Well, it is good to be in the house of the Lord with you guys on this Sunday evening. Amen. And you know, one thing that I've discovered is that Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And listen, I want you to get your Bibles. The ushers gave you a little handout. We're going to, you know, we've been talking the past couple of weeks about letting the weak say they're strong. And so we're going to talk a little bit tonight in regards to knowing who you are in Christ. We touched a little bit last week, but I wanted to go a little bit further into this tonight. But we're going to read in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11. Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11. How many love your Bibles? Amen. Listen, the Bible is the word of life. Amen. It is the word of life. Hallelujah. Revelation 12, verse 11 is where we're going to begin tonight. And my prayer is that God will just stir, you know, some stuff, you know, we hear, you know, we've heard it over and we've heard it again. And, you know, sometimes we just need to hear it again. Amen. You know, just to build our faith and to strengthen us. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of times we forget. Amen. And so let's go to Revelation 12, verse 11. It says, and they overcame him. They overcame him. It's the idea of that they prevailed. They got the victory. They conquered. How many want to prevail? Hallelujah. And conquer and have the victory over the enemy. Amen. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, I want to just stop there for just a second because, you know, we touched a little bit in regards to this last week. And we talked about testimony for just a minute. And I want to look at it for just a moment tonight. Because, you know, a lot of times we think the testimony is, you know, that, you know, I got saved from drugs or whatever it may be that you may have gotten saved from. And that is part of your testimony. Amen. But what it's talking about here, it says that we overcome him, speaking of the devil. In other words, we get the victory, we conquer, we prevail by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And the word testimony in original Greek, it's describing the evidence that we're able to give. It's speaking about the evidence that we're able, in other words, what we're going to testify about. Now, let me ask you tonight, what are you going to testify about? Amen. Listen, I'm not going to testify a whole lot about my old life. Amen. But I'm going to testify about my new life in Christ. And I'm going to testify about the one who set me free and who delivered me. Amen. And so what it's talking about giving evidence and testifying. In other words, being able to make a declaration and make a statement of proof of what you believe and what your faith is in. Amen. So we overcome, amen. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Because it's by the blood of Jesus. Amen. But also by the evidence that we're going to declare and that we're going to testify about and give evidence to regarding what we believe. Amen. And so, guys, what do you believe tonight? That's the question. We got to know what we believe. And so you need to know who you are in Christ. Amen. And so understand the word of God declares that we overcome the devil by the word of our testimony. And so you cannot have a testimony unless you know your rights as a born again child of God. Amen. You got to know your rights as a child of God. In other words, you have to know what you've inherited through Christ. How many know we've got some stuff because of Jesus? Come on, how many know we've gotten some stuff because of Jesus? Amen. And if you don't know what you've gotten, you're not going to be able to testify. Amen. You're not going to be able to give evidence to what you're placing your faith in. Amen. And listen, you have to understand and you need to know what was done and made yours through the work of the Christ. Guys, there's stuff that's been made yours and mine because of what Jesus has done. And guys, that's what we're to give evidence to. That's what we're to declare. That's what we're to speak forth and speak forth out of our mouth. So understand, you got to know who you are in Christ. Amen. You know, a lot of people go to church, but they don't know who they are in Christ. Amen. And guys, we just don't need to just go to church, but we need to know who we are in Christ. Amen. We need to know what Jesus has made available to us. We need to know what he's done for us. We need to know who we are in him. We need to know and be convinced that we're overcomers because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Why? Because that's what we're supposed to be giving evidence to. That's what we're supposed to be declaring and speaking forth out of our mouths. Amen? And so understand, faith, the Bible says, without works is dead. Amen? Let me read that in James 2, verse 17. And so it says, so even faith, if it hath no works, is dead, being alone. And so understand, faith grows stronger. Listen to me. Faith grows stronger, and faith grows stronger, and your faith is going to grow stronger by telling the testimonies of Jesus in regards to what Jesus has done and give evidence to that. It's going to build your faith. Guys, if we're ever a generation that needs to have strong faith, we need to have strong faith. Amen? How many know the Bible says in the last days things are going to get a little rocky? Things are going to get a little difficult. Amen? I need to know who I am in Christ. Why? So that I can overcome in this time. Amen? So that I can stand strong in faith, strong in my God. Amen? Knowing in whom I believe, I need to be like, God wants us to be like Paul, who was persuaded, who was convinced, and who didn't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Amen? But was convinced. Come on, how many are convinced in this place tonight that God is able to do exactly what he said he can do? Amen? But see, a lot of times people aren't able to testify about that, Paul. And the reason why, because they don't know who they are in Christ. Amen? They don't know what Christ has done for you. Amen? See, faith grows stronger. How many want strong faith? I want strong faith. Faith grows, I want you to have strong faith. Faith grows stronger by you confessing what you believe. You got to confess what you believe. You know, a lot of times we confess what we don't want. And we confess what we have, but wasn't given to us by God. Amen. But we got to confess what we believe. Amen. And understand, a weak confession, when you have a weak confession about what you believe, man, what happens is that doubt and defeat begin to fill those words that you speak out of your mouth. Listen, as long as you talk defeat, you're going to be overcome. Come on. As long as you talk defeat, you're going to be overcome. Amen. Understand, we have the blood, but listen, what we're missing a lot of times is the testimony. In other words, giving evidence to the fact of what Jesus has done for me. Amen? And if you don't believe what he's done for you, you don't believe what he's given to you, you don't believe who you are, then you won't give evidence to those things. Amen? So you got to know it. You got to know that stuff, John. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:4, we said this a couple of weeks, we've been sharing this scripture. We're going to share it again tonight. Hebrews 4, excuse me, not 4:4, 4:14. Hebrews 4:14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. How many know we got a high priest that stands before us, who's passed into the heavenlies? How many know he's ever, the Bible says, he is constantly making intercession for us. He's constantly making intercession for us. It says, seeing that we have such a great high priest that's passed into the heavenlies, Jesus, the Son of God. How many know God's for you tonight? Come on, how many know God is for you tonight? Amen? He's not against you. He's for you. He wants you to make it. He wants you to prevail. He wants you to overcome. See, the devil wants to defeat you, but God wants you to overcome. He's provided the blood for us. Amen? He's provided the blood so that you and I can have access into the presence of God. Amen? And now he needs us to give some evidence of what we believe. We got to give a testimony in the face of difficult situations, in the face of insurmountable odds. You're supposed to give a testimony. In other words, something's got to come out of your mouth of what you believe. Come on. This is just basic. I mean, you got to declare what you believe. Amen. Hebrews 4:14, seeing that we have such this great high priest that's passed into the heavenlies, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast. What? The confession, the profession of our faith. In other words, we need to make sure that we retain our profession. That's what hold fast means. That we retain our profession. That not one day we're professing that Jesus is great, and the next day we're wondering whether or not we're going to get out of the circumstance and situation we're in. We've got to retain our profession. Come on. You got to be consistent. I mean, the Bible says it clearly in James. It says, man, don't let a double-minded man think that he's going to receive anything from the Lord. In other words, we got to know in whom we believe. Come on, how many believe in Jesus? Come on. How many know he loves you, amen? He's got your back. He's provided some stuff for us that we need to know so that when the devil tries to come and take your stuff, you can say, no way, that's my stuff. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people don't know. See, that's why it says in the book of Hosea, it says, man, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. The enemy comes and rips them off. He steals, he kills, he destroys. Amen? So we're to hold fast. In other words, we're to retain. Amen? In fact, the word hold fast in the original Greek is talking about you got to use your strength. You got to use your strength. You got to retain. It's the idea you got to become master of what you say. Woo, glory. You got to become master of what you say. In other words, you can't let your neighbor cause you to say something you're not supposed to say. You can't let your spouse cause you to say something that you shouldn't say. Woo, glory, glory. Come on, now we're talking. You can't let the news cause you to say something that you shouldn't say. You gotta retain your testimony. You gotta be master of your words. You gotta speak what you have in Christ. You gotta declare what He has done for you. You gotta lift up your voice and proclaim who He is above everything else that we face. Because that's how we overcome. I mean, this isn't something I just made up. Come on, it said it. Didn't we read it at the beginning? That they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Of your testimony. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. See, the word of our testimony is acknowledging who we are in Christ. I don't know if you know this, but God's word is an absolute truth. Come on. There's a lot of people that say that there's no such thing as an absolute anything. But I'm telling you what, heaven and earth will pass away. This is going to remain. Come on, this is going to remain. This is an absolute truth. And God says that you and I, we need to put our faith. We need to put our confidence. We need to put our hope in this. In other words, we got to give evidence of what we believe. So it's not just a testimony. We don't overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, not just a testimony of something that may have happened in my life that I'm glad that God helped me with. But I'm supposed to give testimony. In other words, I'm supposed to use my strength and retain and be master of my mouth and say what God says and declare what is an absolute truth, which is the word of God. In regards to what God has done for me and what God says who God says I am. And what God has provided for you and me. See, the Bible's a legal document. It's a legal document. It describes the provisions that the King has provided for us. Amen? Now understand, it's important that you and I, we learn how to proclaim the Word of God. Because listen, it has the ability to change things. Come on, how many believe the Word of God has the ability to change things? Listen, I've been a Christian a long time, and listen, in proclaiming the Word of God in my life over the years, I've seen God change things. Amen? And so when you proclaim the Word of God, and what I mean by proclaim, I'm talking about where you begin to declare, when you begin to state the absolute truth. In other words, when you begin to decree, it's the idea of broadcasting something. Come on, we got to broadcast something. God's wanting you to broadcast something. And a lot of times we're on the wrong channel. Come on, a lot of times we're on the wrong channel broadcasting the wrong thing. Guys, you got to get in tune. You got to adjust the system sometimes. I'm talking about your life. And you got to broadcast. In other words, you got to make known what God has done. Amen? I want to make known what God has done for me. So we're supposed to proclaim. Hebrews 4:14 again. Seeing then we have this great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our confession. The word profession and confession, it's they just translated profession, but it could be confession. We got to hold fast our confession. Amen? Every time you proclaim the Word of God, listen, Jesus, your high priest, acts with authority for you. Amen? Listen, when you allow yourself to be silenced in regards to the truths of God's Word, and in other words, you actually shut yourself off from the ministry of Jesus. Second Timothy 4:2 says this, it says, preach the word. That word preach, actually, it's a Greek word, karoso, and it means to herald. In other words, be a public crier. In other words, I would get out and begin to declare. In other words, preach the word. In other words, divine truth. I mean, herald it, declare it, preach it. Listen, you know who needs to hear it more than anybody else? You need to hear it. Come on. You need to hear yourself preaching the word. Amen? Preach it in your kitchen. Preach it to your cat. Amen? Declare it to your dog. Get your parrot to agree with you. But I'm saying what you need to do is you need to declare it to yourself. Sure, we're to go and bring the gospel to the nations, and we're to declare the good news of salvation to people we come in contact with. But I'm talking about you and I being able to overcome. How many know we just got stuff we got to overcome every day? How many know we're in a battle? God, how many know we're in a battle? Amen? And we have to overcome. Well, God's given us the method of how to overcome. It's through the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. I can approach God. Because I'm washed in the blood. I'm justified because of the blood. I'm redeemed because of the blood. I've been made right because of the blood. And I can begin to give evidence of the fact to God of what I believe. How many know the devil already knows truth? He already knows that God is God. Come on, the devil knows that. The devil knows what he provided for you. The devil knows that. And what the devil's trying to do is to get you and I to not believe what God has provided for us. So when he comes to accuse you, when he comes to steal, when he comes to rob, when he comes to try to bring destruction in your life, you got to bring him to court. Come on, you got to bring the devil to court. You got to rise up in your authority. How many know the Bible says that you and I have become judges of the earth? You rise up in your authority. And you declare to the devil, what? Your testimony. Not that I was saved from drugs, but my testimony is what Jesus has done. Who I am in him. Come on. What he has provided for me. Who he says I am. I'm going to testify that to the devil. Why? So that I can overcome him. Because listen, I'm not going to give him an advantage in my life. We can't, listen, we cannot afford to give him an advantage in our life. We can't afford to give him an advantage in our families. Come on, he'll take an inch, but he'll take a mile. He'll get his foot in, and the next thing you know, he's sitting on your couch. Come on, he'll stick his foot in the door, and then all of a sudden he's on your couch. He's eating out your fridge. He's stealing your blind. Come on, that's what he does. So we got to proclaim and declare the gospel, the good news. Amen. You know, the Lord told that Moses, I know I've touched on this one time before, but he asked Moses, remember Moses when he was in the desert, he had that staff. And Moses asked, the Lord asked Moses, what's that in your hand? And Moses said, well, it's a staff. And then Moses, the Lord told Moses, he says, listen, I want you to take that staff. I want you to stretch it out. Every time Moses stretched the staff out, something miraculous happened. Every time he stretched the staff out, that was his rod. The deliverance of the children of Israel took place. There was the potential that Moses had in his hand. And you know, at first he didn't even recognize it. You know, sometimes we don't even recognize the potential that is in our hands. You know, the Bible says this in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 1. Because I don't know if you realize it, you may not have a staff like Moses had, but I'm telling you, we got a rod just as powerful or more powerful than what Moses had. It says in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, and the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. You know who that rod is? That rod was Jesus. That's who that rod is. And who does the Bible say that Jesus is? Anybody can tell me? Come on, who? The Word of God. It says in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. In other words, that rod that came out of the stem of Jesse, that branch that grow out of the roots. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with him. All things were made by him. By who? By the Word. By who? By Jesus. Without him was not anything made that was made. Without Jesus, without the Word, nothing gets done. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So understand the Word of God when you proclaim it. Come on, listen to me. The Word of God, when you proclaim it, this absolute truth, when you lift it up as a rod and you begin to proclaim it, amen, it stirs up the Spirit of God. And just like when Moses stretched out that rod caused the Red Sea to part. When he stretched out that rod, there was miracles and signs and wonders that took place. And when we stretch out this rod, the Word of God in our lives, I'm telling you, it stirs up the Spirit of God, and there will be the supernatural power of God that will be released on your behalf in Jesus' name. But if we don't know what God says is ours, who God says we are, what God said he'd provide, what God said he's done, then listen, we'll end up being silent. You got to lift up your rod. Well, Pastor, can't you do that for us? Can't you lift up the rod from me? Can't I just call in my prayer request? Listen, you can send in your prayer request, and we've got faithful prayers who will pray for your needs. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to lift up your rod. You're going to have to take the word. You're going to have a testimony. If you're going to overcome, you're going to have a testimony. In other words, you're going to have to give evidence of what you believe. If you believe he's the healer, you're going to have to give evidence that he's the healer. If he's your provider, you're going to have to give evidence that he's your provider. If the devil's trying to question you and cause you to doubt and wonder whether or not you're born again, you're going to have to declare and give evidence that you're a son of God. You're God's child. Amen? You got to hold up your rod and you got to proclaim. Amen? Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness? The devil would say one thing. And what did Jesus do? Held up the rod. So he would speak the word. And it stirred up the Spirit of God. Amen? See, as you profess the reality of who you are in Christ, that's what changes your life. If the devil can keep you quiet and just thinking, you know, a lot of people just are thinking. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a big thinker. Huh? If you're just thinking, I'm telling you what, the devil's going to eat your lunch. I heard a lady tell me today, she was saying that she had tested positive for COVID, her and her husband, and she was feeling bad, you know, she was feeling weak, you know, she was starting to have the symptoms that you get from what I understand when you get COVID, and all of a sudden she said, it dawned on me that I need to rise up and I need to proclaim and I need to declare. And she said something rose up and she began speaking the word, declaring what God says. And then something rose up and she just commanded COVID in the name of Jesus to come out of her. You know what happened? She started gagging. She coughed up a big hunk of phlegm ball. And she was kind of freaked out at it at first. But then she realized after that happened, man, the next couple of days, she's been fine. She's been fine. Listen, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and wickedness and high. You got to give evidence to what you believe. Amen. She gave evidence to what she believed. Now, I gave you a handout tonight, and I want you just to take this with you. I'm going to run through this real quick. Okay. If that's okay with you guys. How many ever heard someone talk about the in him realities? Brother Kenneth Copeland was big on talking and teaching on the in him realities. And this is just out of the Bible in regards to what God says that he's done for you. Amen. Listen, this is our testimony. Amen. This is what you and I are supposed to be or to proclaim. Amen. And I'm just going to run through it. You just follow along. But I want you to take this and I want you to begin declaring this over your life. And Lord, this is the testimony that you and I have when the devil raises his head against us in Jesus' name. It says this, by me, Jesus. By Jesus, we come to the Father. Amen. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so when the devil makes you feel like, you know what, I'm just not good enough, or I've just maybe sinned, you know, and I've caused, you know, this situation in my life. You know, you're starting to feeling condemned and feeling bad and feeling like, you know, I really can't. This is what the Bible says. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. And so I declare in Jesus' name, by Jesus, I come to the Father. Because of what Jesus done, I can come to the Father. In me, Jesus In Jesus, you will bear fruit. In Jesus, you will ask and it shall be done. John 15, 4 and 5 and through 7. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him shall bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. So here we see in the scripture that in him, I bear fruit. Glory to God. In Jesus, I bear fruit. In Jesus, I can ask and it's going to be done for me. Amen. That's my testimony. Not because of Chuck, but I tell the devil, devil, I am in him. Come on. I am in him. In the name of the Lord. It says, by him, Jesus enriches you in utterance and in knowledge. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 5. It says, that in everything you are enriched by him. That's my testimony. I'm enriched by God. Amen. In utterance and in all knowledge. Jesus created all things, and all things consist by him. Colossians 1, 16 through 17. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen? In him. In him is life. Woo, glory to God. John 1, 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. So I declare over you tonight, in you is life. The life of God is in you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In him, all of the promises of God are yes. Glory to God. Not because you're good, not because you did what was right, but because of him. And in him, all the promises of God are yes. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yes. And in him, amen, unto the glory of God. In him, we have been made the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Remember what Paul said? He said, I am crucified with Christ. He says, it's not me that lives anymore. It's Christ who lives in me. He says, in the life that I now live, he says, I live by the Son of God. Amen. That's what this is. This is saying everything that the Son of God has done. And as we are in him, those things that he has done has works for us. That's your testimony. Amen. In him we have been chosen to be holy and without blame, Ephesians 1, 4. According to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Glory to God. Truly, we're holy before the Lord. Why? Because we're in him. We're in him. Come on, we got to get this revelation in our spirits. In him you have God's righteousness by faith, Philippians 3, 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, that which is of faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. In him you are complete, Colossians 2, 9 and 10. It says, for in him dwelleth the fullness of God, the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. Listen, the devil will tell you that you're broken. The devil will tell you that you're a misfit. The devil will tell you all kinds of reasons to get you all psyched up and all messed up in your head. But you need to tell him, no, 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 no. I am complete. Why? Because I am in him. Come on, we're in Christ. Through him, through Jesus, you are now justified by his blood and saved from wrath, Romans 5, 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, you shall be saved from wrath through him. Glory to God. Through Jesus, you're a conqueror, Romans 8, 37. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You know what I'm, you know what we got? We just got to get hidden Christ. In other words, we got to let Christ overshadow us. We just got to get in Him and realize all that He's done for us. And when the devil tells us certain things, we need to rise up and begin declaring, no, this is what God has said. Through Him you live. 1 John 4:9. In this was manifest the love of God to us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Amen. Talks about with Him. With Christ you walk in newness of life and no longer serve sin. Come on, listen to that. Romans 6:4, 6, and 8. Therefore, we are buried with Him in baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Come on, you need to rise up and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, because of Jesus, I am walking in newness of life, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Therefore, henceforth, we should not serve sin. Now, if you be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. With Christ, all things are freely given to us. Romans 8:32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered us up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? By Himself. By Christ, our sins have been purged. 1 Hebrews 1:3. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He's gotten all that sin out of us. Wait, Pastor. I just sinned this morning. No. He got all that sin out of you. Come on, what you going to give evidence to? Listen, you want to overcome that thing in your life? You got to declare that Jesus Himself, He purged me of my sins. You got to see yourself like in a big number one pot with a whole bunch of salt in it. You ever throw them crawfish in there and all of a sudden all that dirt starts coming out? That's what He's purged us of, all that junk, of all that dirt, all that stuff in our life. The devil tried to make you think that it's still there. And because he tries to make you think it's still there, he wants you to sin and do what you've used to always do. But you need to rise up and tell him, no. I've been purged from that stuff in Jesus' name. That's what you got to give evidence to. Amen. It says, by Christ we've received the gift of grace, Romans 5:15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, by one many be dead, much more the grace of God, the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Amen. By Christ, man, we have the gift of grace. By Christ, we have been reconciled. In other words, the dispute has been settled. We've been reunited with God. Amen. In other words, the problem that we had with God because we were sinners has been resolved. 2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Christ has adopted us as children of God. Ephesians 1:5, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. We're children of God. In Christ, you've been justified by grace. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ. In Christ, there is no condemnation to them who have been freed from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. Therefore is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. In Christ we are sanctified. We've been set apart. We're God's now. You're no longer the devil's. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Unto the church of God, which is in Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. In Christ, we have wisdom, we have righteousness, we have sanctification, we have redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In Christ, you've been established. 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he which establishes us which with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. In Christ you are triumphant. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Christ, you're a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Come on, you getting what I'm talking about tonight? Come on, God's done some stuff. He's provided some things. He's made things available for us. What is this for? It's so that we can give evidence. Come on, so that you and I, we can give evidence. It can be part of our proclamation, our decree. In other words, when the devil rises up against us, when we go through things, when the enemy comes to torment us, when we may fail or fall short, we can begin to give evidence of what God has done for you and I. Why? So that we can overcome him. It's the whole reason. So that we can overcome him. Amen? In Christ we're one. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. Amen? We've got to get rid of all the labels. In Christ, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ, we've been raised up. We've been raised up together with him to sit in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ, you are the workmanship of God created for good works. Ephesians 2:10. For you are his workmanship created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that you should walk in. In Christ, we have been drawn near to God because of the blood. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off, you've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. We become partakers of the promise of the gospel in Christ. Ephesians 3:6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In Christ, you have a high calling. Come on, don't say that you're a nobody. You have a high calling in Christ. I press towards the mark of for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. In Christ, you've been called to God's purpose and to God's grace, 2 Timothy 1:9. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he hath given us in Christ before the world began. He called us before the world began. Amen. In Christ, you're able to hold fast to sound words. Hold fast to the form of sound words, which thou hast heard in me in faith and in love, which is in Christ Jesus. Through Christ, you've been justified by faith. You have peace with God, Romans 5:1. Therefore, we've been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we are dead to sin and alive to God, Romans 6:11. For you are indeed dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, you have the gift of eternal life. And everybody said, hallelujah. But the gift of eternal life is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, you have the victory. Thanks be unto God who always gives us the victory through Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Through Christ, you've been blessed and have the blessings of Abraham. It says blessings, the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. How? Through Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we now can experience the kindness of God. Ephesians 2:7. That in the ages to come, he might show forth the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us through Christ Jesus. Through Christ, the peace of God will keep your hearts in mind. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Through Christ, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. By Christ we have access into the grace of God. Romans 5:2. By whom we have access into by faith into his grace, wherein we are now standing and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. In Christ we have redemption and forgiveness of sin. You see what's happening here? God has provided something for us. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In Christ we've obtained an inheritance. Ephesians 1:11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. In Christ we now have boldness to access God, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. In Christ, we have all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. Colossians 2:3, in whom are hid all the treasures and knowledge of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. By Christ, all my needs are supplied. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And by Christ, you are filled with the fruits of righteousness. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Christ Jesus unto the glory and the praise of God, and by whose stripes you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now see, the thing is, what are we going to give evidence to? This is the evidence of what God has provided. This is the legal document that God has given to us, that when the devil comes, we're supposed to lift up our rod. In other words, we're supposed to make a proclamation. We're supposed to declare and give testimony of what Jesus has done for us. Why? So the circumstances that you face can change. He wants you to overcome. God wants you to overcome. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and stand. Thank you, Jesus.